Initially, the South Vietnamese fought against Southern Communist Vietnamese insurgents called the National Liberation Front. These guerrillas became more commonly known as Viet Cong, or VC. Later, North Vietnam sent regular North Vietnamese Army troops to aid the VC. In late 1961, the U.S. sent personnel to train the South Vietnamese military to defend itself. Although U.S. troops were not to engage in combat, VC guerrillas did not operate under the same restriction, and they soon shot down 4 U.S. Army helicopters. American casualties increased as Viet Cong activity increased. In response, the U.S. stepped up its assistance and supplied programs in order to finish training the South Vietnamese and withdraw its personnel. As the pace of Viet Cong operations rose over the next 3 years, U.S. personnel got permission to engage the enemy under certain conditions. Many operations consisted of Army and Marine helicopter units supporting South Vietnamese troops. One U.S. Air Force contribution to the early effort was flare dropping from modified World War II-era C-47 planes to light the sky during nighttime VC attacks. Early in 1962, the U.S. Air Force began tests of defoliating the jungle to deny the enemy cover. Nevertheless, U.S. strategy still called for building up the South Vietnamese military to the point where it could fight and win its own battles and then remove U.S. forces as soon as possible.